All right, everybody, there we go. Hello, welcome to yet another, I'm sure to be riveting version of Rock On Radio. I am your host, Danny Coleman, and I'm coming to you live right here tonight from PANJRadio.com in the heart of Lambertville, New Jersey. We are sponsored this evening by my good friend, Marianne Costello, Neo's Zoe, health and wellness provider. She was recently on In the Green Room with Vinny. My engineer tonight is Jack of the Strike Zone sports show right here on PANJ Radio, Mondays at noon. And you're still only doing it once a week, right?
That is correct. Just once a week because I clearly, you know, am not allowed on radio more than that by state law.
I'm not going to get
into it. That's probably for the best.
I remember the last incident.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, we were all there.
Yeah, right. Rock on Radio, actually... Excuse me. I got to tell you about my day, Jack.
Okay.
I had a great day. Before I introduce my guest.
That's fine.
I have, you know, I used to consider myself very fortunate, and I still do, to make the liner notes of several independent artists, you know, thanking me for, you know, assisting them in their careers. Mm-hmm. It always kind of, you know, it hits me right there in the heart, you know. Feels good to know that I've done something.
Of course, yeah.
Today I got a message from a fellow musician by the name of Jim Gavin, who just wrote a book. And the book is called, where'd it go? Let me see if I can, I'm on the wrong Danny Coleman page here. Let me pull it up. The book is called, all these people posted on my page since he did. The book is on Lulu Press. I know that. Here it is. Manic Music Manifesto by Jim Gavin. And the premise of the book is, he says, in the process of writing this book, it opened my eyes to many things I would have otherwise overlooked in the music world. Music has such a big impact on my life and life in general, and I hope to inspire people to see how much of an effect it has on the majority of society. Not only that, and I'm kind of skipping over some things, not only that, but thank you to all the amazing musicians and music lovers who gave me the okay to write an excerpt about the fruits of their labor over the years. So he actually included me in this book. He does a short passage on me in the book, and my contributions to the indie artists in the music scene. So I want to thank Jim Gavin publicly on the air right now. I am both honored and humbled to be mentioned. You know, and there's not something about a 3 to 5 year sentence following it. You know, I am humbled to be mentioned in the same breath as people like Mike White and Chuck Schaefer and things like that that he writes about.
That was nice. That's nice.
Yes, I want to thank Jim Gavin for that. Today, I did a fantastic interview with a woman named Kelly Sullivan, right down the street here, who she does collaborative paintings, finger paintings, believe it or not. And above her desk, when I was interviewing her, we are not on PANJ TV tonight, so don't think that. But there was a canvas that hung. Now, for you guys who are looking, picture half of that wall down is this huge canvas. And it's a painting of the Rolling Stones. That the Rolling Stones actually painted part of the painting, and it's done with finger paints. And she told me the story, and she's got stuff done by Bruce Springsteen of Asbury Park, like the Carousel House and the and several other Asbury Park, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Landmarks. But, you know, where Bruce had his finger in it. And she rattled off this list of artists who have actually helped her paint these pictures. So it was such an interesting interview. I got to meet her. I was happy about that. Then I went down the street, and I want to mention right off the bat the More Than Q Barbecue right around the corner here.
Smells great.
And my buddy Todd Ellis, who was in a band in the 70s and the early 80s called Smart Remarks. Todd is one of the owners of the More Than Q Barbecue. I went in to see him, and he gave me some food, and fantastic food. So if you're ever in the Lambertville, New Jersey area and you have a craving for barbecue, if you can't smell it, because the smell does permeate like for five blocks around, check it out. More Than Q Barbecue. Thanks to Todd. Todd, they're reissuing the Smart Remarks disc, and he's actually having a release party on February 17th at the Man Cave, Randy Now's Man Cave. Randy Now, of course, was the promoter and booker of all the acts in the famed club City Gardens in Trenton back in the 70s and 80s. So that's owned by Todd the Mod, he goes by. Another, and he's a great performer as well. So after him, I met a young woman named Heidi who happened to be in the store, and she was a lot of fun. And then I went around a corner to the coffee shop, and I met a woman named Megan who is actually heavily involved in the music community up here. So I was just meeting people all over the place tonight. So
you had a day.
I had a good day. I've only been here since like 3:30.
The night is young.
The night is young. And tonight, speaking of young, we have... Ooh, that look. We have, joining me in studio tonight, we have Mrs. Lisa Coppola.
Yeah. I can raise one eyebrow at a time, and that's the look I just gave him.
That you did. And you have brought along with you?
Well, he functions... Well, tonight he functions two ways. He functions as my husband and also as my bass player. So John MacDonald on bass and husband duties.
And usually her dishwasher, too.
Oh, nice. All right. Nice. How many dishes do you make?
Our dishwasher is on the fritz, actually, so he's been busier than usual, Dan. Wow.
She's quite the cook.
I get
so
it.
That's the deal. Italian cook, and he will clean up, and so he's very fair, even Steven kind of guy.
I'm just going to say, John, when I was married, that was the deal. My ex-wife would cook, and I would clean up.
It works.
It did. I was married. Notice that, John? Well, was. Well,
because you dropped the ball with the... Dishwashing duties?
No,
that was a personal question, wasn't it?
Everybody should have a starter wife.
That's a starter wife, yeah. Comes with the starter home.
Yeah, I've got one, too.
Woo! And you've also brought?
I've brought Sir Sherry on guitar, and he is an amazing guitar, and boy, can he sing, too. So you're going to get to hear a little of that.
All right. Hello. I do what I can.
There you go. Well,
still working up to my starter wife, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, settle for just one.
Good luck with that. Just before she becomes your non-starter wife, don't have kids. Make sure there's no children involved. It's a lot cheaper that way.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Yes.
Well, tonight we're going to be playing tunes, and Lisa's going to be doing some live. And if it's anything like the sound check, it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you, baby.
If you want to give us a call tonight, you can do so at 609-460-4673. 609-460-4673. Or you can follow along on the show's Facebook page, Danny Coleman's Rock on Radio 2, the number 2. And I will gladly answer any questions or comments that you throw our way here this evening. Or Twitter. Rock on Radio, all one word, all caps. You can follow me on Twitter that way this evening. But again, the phone is 609-460-4673. We're expecting a call in the 8 o'clock hour from famed drummer Carmine Appice. And he will be calling us about a big show he's got going on in South Jersey, in Berlin, actually.
Oh, amazing.
At the place called The Vault. It is Victor Records.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a museum.
Wow.
But he's there with Bobby Rydell, I believe.
Bobby Rydell.
And, Bobby Rydell. And he's going to be doing like a drum-type clinic thing, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. I'm going. It's Thursday the 26th, and he's going to call and talk about it a little bit.
And I might go, too. I know that you're a fabulous percussionist. I'm a novice. You know, I will...
A novice what?
Well, I won't play live on the radio because it's something that's out there for posterity, right? Because these get archived.
Because we do record this, that's right.
Yeah, hell no. But what I will do is live on a gig, I do play percussion.
And
I'm halfway decent, and I can keep a beat, but I won't be recorded. Not yet. Anyway, but maybe if I go see Carmine Appice and if I woodshed with you or something, maybe I'll get better enough.
What kind of percussion is it that you perform?
What do I play?
Shaky things.
Shaky things.
Oh, the shaker eggs.
Shaky things.
Maracas.
And then I have a tiny little kielbasa I love. And I want to get one of those things that you...
Güero.
Yes.
I have one.
Oh, my God. Those are cool.
I have a triangle.
I sing.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know, because that thing is just intimidating to me. I sing background vocals in a Bob Seger experience called Hollywood Nights, and the blonde, gorgeous wife of the singer stands next to me, and she plays one of those. She's a percussionist,
Aguero?
And she's
yeah.
She plays a Güero, and I have Güero envy.
Ooh, I hate it when that happens. That's horrible.
Be a good band name.
Know.
That's a good band name. You can name your band that now.
oh, my God.
Where do you go from that?
There are plenty of places I could go from that. But since the Güeros are made of metal and wood, you know, there are varying types of sounds. And is hers wooden or metal?
It is metal. Yeah.
So she plays it with a brush-looking thing.
She does, and it is very impressive. Her name is Robin Murphy. She's very talented.
I didn't know you were in the Bob Seger
experience.
Tribute band. Yeah. How about that? How'd you get involved with that?
You know something? I had a heart experience, heart tribute band, some years ago, and I did a gig, and Rick Murphy, who sings with the band, came up to me after the show, and he was like, "I want you in my band." I was like, "No, dude, I sing lead." But he caught me at the right time in the past year where I was like, you know, sometimes it's fun to sing background vocals, and it's a lot of fun to be on a tour bus, and it's a lot of fun to play larger theaters. So, you know, I said, hey, why not? It's like a sideline for me. You know, singer-songwriter, all the pressure's on me, but when I'm singing backgrounds, you know, it's nice and easy. It's a lot of fun, and I get to just... you know, relax and just sing ooh, ah, and enjoy myself.
Have you ever seen Bob Seger?
I have not seen him live, no.
I've seen him 3 times. It's one of the best concerts I've ever seen. He's very Springsteen-esque.
Is he?
In the way the show is presented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're usually 2 to 3 hours, and I don't know about now that he's 70, but, you know, back in the 80s, they were 1980s, not 1880s. They were. Yeah, I knew Jack was going there. You know, he would. he would just, you know, from the opening note, you know, nobody sat down. It was just the crowd sang along, and the, you know.
Yeah, what a singer! And those songs are so anthemic, and really, he captures such emotion and such feelings.
What's your favorite one to perform?
I have to say, Night Moves. I like Night Moves a lot.
Oh, you like the backing vocals?
Yeah, I do. Mm. I do.
I get it.
It's great.
The oohs and the...
The oohs. And you know something? There's something about when you lock a harmony with somebody, you know, there's some kind of a strange overtone, some kind of buzz that occurs. It's like a thing that you can hear, an overtone. When you're locking in and you know that that thing is locking in perfectly, it's a thrill. For me.
Oh, what? See, and that's what, well, John, how long have you been performing? How long have you been playing the bass or guitar or whatever?
About 20 years.
About 20 years, right? Sir? Would you like me to call you Sir Sherry? Sir Sherry?
You could call me whatever you
Sorcery.
Like. Sorcery? You could even call me Anthony, my Christian name.
Oh, you just blew the mystique, dude.
Okay. The artist formerly known as Anthony.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, with a squiggle.
For gotcha. Brevity.
All right.
We're doing those hand symbols.
Yeah, I've been playing guitar for about 15 years and performing maybe about 7-ish or so.
Okay. Yeah. So good. So now you guys have all, you've got enough years under your belt. Mm-hmm. Where to continue on with what she just said, you know, to understand that as a musician, when you hit that moment or that note or those nights, we've all had nights where when the band is on, you can just feel it.
Yeah.
And it's like, there are the nights where your skin is just goose flesh and where, you know, you hit, you know that it's perfect.
Yeah.
We've all had nights that aren't so good, you know, where the band is struggling or the sound is terrible or, you know, the instruments are out of tune because of the weather and you know. But when you do achieve that.
That thing that you can't put your finger on.
Right. Or close or as close to perfection. It's a feeling that's not describable.
And that's what keeps us going as musicians, I think. You achieve that every now and then. It's only when you're lucky. It's like when you're meditating and you get that moment of clarity. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen every single time, but it's the thing that makes you come back every time.
I'm going to actually read a passage here once I get back to where it was. This is something that's been posted on Facebook and circulated, but I'm going to read it to everybody out there because it goes perfectly along the lines. It was written by a fellow named Dave Ackert in the Los Angeles Times, actually. Musicians are some of the most driven, courageous people on the face of the earth. They deal with more day-to-day rejection in 1 year than most people do in a lifetime. Every day, they face the financial challenge of living a freelance lifestyle, the disrespect of people who think they should get a real job, and their own fear that they'll never work again. Every day, they have to ignore the possibility that the vision they have dedicated their lives to is a pipe dream. With every note, they stretch themselves emotionally and physically, risking criticism and judgment. With every passing year, many of them watch as the other people their age achieve the predictable milestones of normal life, the car, the family, the house, the nest egg. Why? Because musicians are willing to give their entire lives to a moment, to that melody, that lyric, that chord, or that interpretation that will stir the audience's soul. Musicians are beings who have tasted life's nectar in that crystal moment when they poured out their creative spirit and touched another's heart. In that instant, they were as close to magic, God, and perfection as anyone could ever be. And in their own hearts, they know that to dedicate oneself to that moment is worth 1,000 lifetimes.
Wow. Who wrote that? Say that.
Dave Ackert in the Los Angeles Times. I don't know when he wrote it.
Wow,
but
that is beautiful.
I saw this a couple weeks ago, and I thought, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
That is exactly it. And until you're a musician, you don't understand. It's just like I'll never understand what it's like to win a gold medal at the Olympics.
Right. But I'm sure it's much the same feeling. I feel that lock that I was talking about that occurs during a live performance, if I'm writing a song and I know that that's a really, really, it's something that somebody's going to really relate to and it's going to hit a chord, it's the same type of feeling.
Right.
It's not perfection because we're never really reaching perfection. I've got a frog in my throat. Excuse me.
What was it that the comedian Stephen Wright said? I was always told practice makes perfect. And then somebody told me nobody's perfect, so I stopped practicing.
I think that's the opposite of the message. That's not the takeaway.
Yeah, right?
Not exactly.
So go ahead. I mean. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio. I am Danny Coleman, and my guest tonight is Lisa Coppola, and she's brought along John McDonald and Sir Sherry with her. And
we've got Jack over there. Don't forget Jack.
Engineer Jack. Hey, Jack. And if you want to give us a call, you can do so on 609-460-4673. Now, you're involved in multiple projects.
Yes.
You've got your own music.
I do.
I have actually queued up right now. I have a song from
the new single that just came out on the 20th.
Okay.
And we didn't really realize that we were timing that with the presidential inauguration. So we kind of started promoting it right afterward because there was so much going on with the inauguration. We kind of waited a day. Then we announced it, and then we put all the links out there. So it's out there. Save Us is now available on iTunes and Amazon and anywhere you can get digital music. If you go to my website, www.lisacoppola.com, you can find out about it.
And the song is called Save Us.
Yeah.
And do you want to talk about it a little bit, and I'll play it? Or did you want to do that one live? You want to do that one off the disc, right?
Do that one off the disc only because it's brandy spanking new.
Okay.
And then we'll do a live one for you, and I'll have that be Just a Little Time, which is the song that started all this off.
Okay, we'll do that. Jack, I'm going to go. We're going to go to the computer here, and we're going to play a song called "Save Us" by my guest tonight, Lisa Kukla.
I see you staring back at me, staring blank at me. I need you to give me something to hold on to. Another day standing next to you, but missing you. I can't take this anymore. Another walking out the door. Tell me what I have to do. Tell me how do I get through to get you to save me. To take another chance to make us be the way we used to be. Don't break us. I'm down here on my knees. Oh, please save us. It used to be something I believed. Now it's killing me. Where did our love go? You used to hold me, now you turn from me. Get away from me. When did you become so cold? When did this all get so old? Tell me what I have to do. I'll do anything for you. If you'll just let me, please save us. Won't you take another chance to make us?
There we go, Lisa Kukla and her song Save Us. And you say there's a video for that.
There is a video for that. We shot a video in Asbury Park.
Oh, whereabouts?
And mostly on the boardwalk. We did some of the shots in a wind tunnel kind of.
It's a casino.
The casino?
In the casino.
The ruins of the casino.
The ruins, yeah.
The ruins of the casino and, you know, the boardwalk and stuff. I invited Ray Powers, who is another radio personality, to be in the video with me. Because I had to.
There are radio stations?
Sir Sherry, I guess I didn't get my invite.
Yeah, neither did I.
Oh, you know what? The next one.
Well, good for Ray.
He was actually the first one to play Just a Little Time, so I wanted to kind of return the favor there to him, go. Because Just a Little Time did very, very well as a result of that first push,
right.
You know? And so we have some fight scenes in that video where we're really, really angry with each other, it appears, but apparently I'm a better actor than I thought I was because, you know, we didn't know each other from a hole in the wall, but yet we were sitting on a couch fighting about actually nothing.
Well, you actually were fighting about cleaning the cat box.
Right.
I gave you a topic.
Yes. Oh. And he said, cats shouldn't exist. and we did realize, too, that you cannot swear on video because people can read your lips. So we wound up, yeah, we wound up cutting some things.
As I found out myself in a video.
Yeah.
Actually, the guy who did my theme song, the music coming in and going out, you'll hear when we go to break in another few minutes, Charles Larita of Charles Larita and the Mischief, he and his drummer, Will Sarver, created this theme song for me.
Right.
Well, Charles had a video, and he asked me to be in it playing a radio personality reading news. Imagine that. Not a far stretch, right? But there aren't, typecast. I'm not, you don't hear, right? I got to talk to my agent. I got to get an agent to talk to. Remember that. So, you know, we don't speak, but we had to make it look like we were having this conversation. And while there was a huge rat devouring the city outside.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, we're sitting there, and of course, you know, we can't keep a straight face. Me and a drummer from Honey Spot Boulevard, a guy named Rusty DiPasquale, and, you know, every other word out of our mouth. You know, they showed the blooper reel at the video release party, and then, like, every other thing was bleep, bleep, bleep.
Put a little thing in front of
just kind
of
turned around
and
looked
mouth.
At us and says, is that you? I said, like, oh, boy. So go ahead. I digress. I'm sorry.
No, but we realized, you know, you cannot use the F-bomb because... That is very evident when you look at the playback.
Oh, yeah. It always comes through.
Well, I guess some people who can read lips thinks Ray hates cats.
They do.
I knew I liked Ray, and it's probably because we don't love cats.
I like Ray. I like Ray now, too. I'm not a big cat person.
He's a good guy. Good taste.
So in Asbury Park, huh? I shot a video on there. Actually.
Did you?
It's a woman named Zara Phillips, but we went the other way.
She's one of my Facebook friends.
Zara?
Yes.
Zara got her start in music by singing backup for Bob Geldof.
Oh, wow.
Actually. So
I don't like Mondays.
Correct. Not there, but after Live Aid, she joined up with him and when he was on his own.
Wow.
Toured the world with him and got to see all kinds of fun people. So, and we shot the video on the Asbury. It started in Seaside on the carousel right before Hurricane Sandy. And it's for a song called Red Boots. And then we went to Asbury and did all the outdoor scenes on the boardwalk by the Supper Club and the Paramount on the other side of the atrium, the other side of the boardwalk. That's where we did that.
We did some shooting there, too.
And yeah, then, we did.
And in the what do you call it, the arcade.
Yes, we went through the arcade and out the other side. And and then we wound up at the Saint. So we were all over the place.
I've never been to the Saint.
Love
is
it.
This a place I should be playing?
Played there many, many times.
Yes,
it's a dive. To be honest, the first time I was there, I didn't think I would ever want to play there. But it's great. You can get so close to whoever you want.
It's so small. Yeah. I was always baffled. You know how they have the stickers all over the wall and the bar and the chairs?
Yeah.
And I always wondered, in the men's room, at the bottom of the toilet, there was a sticker.
What?
I don't even want to know how
devotion,
it got there.
Man, come on, that's commitment.
I don't even want to know how
it
got there.
No, but wait, that serves a purpose. It does. It's for aim. That is clear to me.
Fair.
Well, there's two ways to look at this. Okay, you can look at it like, you know, people are always crapping all over me, or you can look at it like you're worth it.
Wow. Okay.
You know, see, it's always half empty, half least, full, right?
But who's on the sticker? What band?
I forget.
Oh. Now. Then it didn't work.
Then it didn't work.
I just was so baffled that it was there.
Sacrificed in vain.
How it got there and stuck nonetheless.
Yeah, somebody's hand went in there.
Somebody put it on while they were installing the toilet.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like a drunk moment for somebody.
Oh, sounds like they lost a bet.
Yeah.
So where are you from, Lisa?
I am from Garfield, New Jersey.
Okay. So
which is Bergen County, North Jersey.
Crossroads up there.
Crossroads is Garwood.
Or Garwood.
So that's
You're
even
right.
further
You're
south.
Right. Okay.
But I'm from Garfield. I grew up there. And
Garfield. Is that up by Giant Stadium? Why? I could see the sign on the turnpike, I think. Or
it
the
is.
Parkway.
It's probably a little further west, I guess, than that.
Okay.
And I grew up singing in my mom's basement and thinking, oh, as soon as I get out of high school, I'm going to go on the road with a band, and that's exactly what I did.
Wow.
So I got out of high school, and I joined my first cover band, and then I wound up in the Party Dolls not too long after that.
Okay.
And the Party Dolls, for the folks that
They're
don't know...
They're still around today, aren't they?
They are not. They are not.
I just saw an ad that had that name on there.
if
that's why I asked.
Well, if they've been restarted, I would be really, really happy. I guess I need to put a call in to Chrissy Nigra, who is the co-founder of the band. Her husband, who was the manager slash agent slash bass player, passed away some years ago, I guess 2010. And so the band dissolved, to my knowledge, about two, three years ago. But if they're back together, that's great. But
I don't know if it's the same ones. But
there is another band fronted by three women that do the, I think, the routines and dress up and everything with a kind of a similar name. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's not
similar, but not the same.
It's
right?
Not the Party Dolls.
It's not the Party Dolls.
They go by a different name, but okay.
Something. I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining it, but I could have sworn I'd seen that somewhere before. But go ahead.
Yeah. So the Party Dolls was like a harmony boot camp, because anybody who knows what that act was, it was a three woman front. It was a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. We did costumes and full choreography, and it was three-part harmony, most of it. The first stint that I did with them, it was strictly 60s girl group stuff. And then when I rejoined them about 10 years later, it was more, they were covering the decades like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So it was a lot of fun. So that was, that's what I did like right out of high school. So I started singing right away and, left the Party Dolls to go off and begin singing background vocals with various people. I sang, I started with Glenn Burtnick, probably doing a couple gigs here and there with Glenn Burtnick. I wound up singing some gigs with Billy Joel, which was a wonderful experience.
Oh, nice.
Some other guys who are staples on the Jersey Shore. And then from the Billy Joel thing, I branched off and started a band with the musical coordinator from Saturday Night Live. And so we... John Zonars is his name. And right now he's an A&R guy for Disney.
Okay.
So, he signed some of the younger artists to the Disney label. He was involved with Jesse McCartney and, some of those... I know he signed Dirty White Tees a few years ago, and so I don't know. I've done a lot of stuff. So he and I started writing together. He had most of the songs, and we toured in Europe and got some deals all around Europe. It started in Portugal, and then Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and we toured in back of it. And so that was my first taste of being on the road, and it was wonderful.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
Now, I had a guy on my YouTube show a couple of weeks ago named Dave Vargo, who toured with Whitney Houston for 10 years. He said he was on the road 320 days a year.
Wow.
Damn.
Between Whitney Houston, Phoebe Snow, and Rupert Holmes.
Wow.
Remember Rupert Holmes? Remember the tune he did, his number one
Pina
hit?
Pina Colada.
Yeah, Escape, the Pina Colada song.
If you like Pina Colada.
Correct. Right? And he said he hated it. So, see, it's always two different, it's all perspective.
But 320 days a year is a little much.
Yeah.
He said to me, he's like, I couldn't have even owned a dog. he said nobody would have been there to feed it.
Or a plant.
Yeah, right? I think he said that too. He
Not
said,
even
I couldn't
a
even
plant.
Have a house plant.
Why even have a house?
Right?
At that point.
We're right.
We're going to take a probably about a 2 or 3 minute break right now. Before we do that, though, websites?
Oh, websites.
How do we find Lisa Coppola?
If you look for me under www.lisacoppola.com, two P's, one L, and you can email me at lisa@lisacoppola.com. You'll find me that way. There's a good front page there, and you'll be able to navigate everything very nicely.
Do you have a lot of family?
Yes.
Yes.
So therefore...
My husband John said yes.
So therefore, she has a veritable... Cornucopola of family.
Yes. Wow. All right. Sign this guy up.
What happened to that break we were going to take?
We're going to take it right now. We'll be back. Rock on Radio.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-800-6992. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-800-6992. 800-800-6992. That's 800-800-6992.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-385-6148. 800-385-6148.
Your business only gets one chance to make a first impression. That's why Green Birdie Productions offers free re-edits on every high-definition video we create. Our Emmy Award-winning staff and green screen special effects studio guarantee the quality we strive for. It's no wonder most of our business comes from referrals. Green Birdie Productions. Compelling video. Competitive price.
And there is the theme song I speak of. Charles wrote for me in a matter of like 12 hours. He literally did. I left here on a Friday, so I'm taking my show to a different station, and I need a theme song. He goes, all right, I'll have you one by the end of the weekend. And this was like Friday night at 10 o'clock or whatever it was when I left here, or 9 o'clock. And sure enough, by Sunday morning, I had a MP3 in my inbox. Is that correct?
All the hits are written like that anyway.
In just 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Smells Like Teen Spirit was on a tour bus, written, you know, like in a minute.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of the artists that come through these doors, that's what they'll say to me, that the best material, this is our favorite song, we wrote it in like 15 minutes, we wrote it in like 20 minutes, you know, it just flowed out.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel the same way, exactly.
So, yeah, so that happens. So, John and well, how long, well, you're married to her, so you've been performing along with her, I'm sure, for quite a while.
For a little while.
How about you, Ann?
I'm pretty new with them. When did I met John first working in a startup Beatles band that is yet to start
still
up.
Starting.
Nice.
Still starting.
It didn't take the Beatles this long to get together.
Right. Well, we've already replaced one member, so following suit, right? So we're in. Shortly after that, John introduced me to Lisa, and that was a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, and you played the toy drive with me. You did such a great job with it. And John said to me, this guy is good. He can sing and he can play. Yes.
I think the thing that he said won him over was we in our Beatles practice, we in an impromptu way went into Spirit of the Radio by Rush.
Nice.
and I knew that one better than all the Beatles songs that I was supposed to have.
And they
prepared.
Sang it.
Well, my three favorite bands in high school and to this day were Led Zeppelin, Rush, and The Doors. So
nice. That's a mix.
I used to do Temples of Syrinx in my first band.
No way.
Man.
I swear.
That's a good track.
Yes.
2112, oh yeah.
Yep.
I've seen Rush on every tour since Permanent Waves.
It's pretty good.
Actually, that was the day John Bonham passed away, so it was like bittersweet. September 25th, 1980, they were at the old Spectrum in Philadelphia. Funny how those things stick with you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really.
Right? Well, being a drummer, Bonham schooled me.
Right.
Yeah, that was my, and people who are regular listeners of this program know, my cousin gave me Led Zeppelin 4 for my 12th birthday, and life changed forever. It really was a life-changing event for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I went from listening to, you know, AM radio to, like, I couldn't get enough of this album-oriented rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I listened to the beginning of, you know, When the Levee Breaks Over, you know, just that power that John Bonham had, and I thought, I want to play drums like that guy. Now, I'd already been playing for about 6 months, 8 months.
Yeah, but the way that the way that he would, he hit was incredible.
Yeah, well, and he played in polyrhythms too. So, you know, his feet and hands were doing four different things. And none of them were in time, but yet they came out in time, you know. And then you had the professor, Neil Peart, on the drums, and I was like, oh, man, I want to play like that guy, too. I am proud to say I've accomplished none of that, but hey, I play like me now, you know.
That happened to me with Queen. I was into disco until I discovered Queen when I was a freshman in high school, and I was like, oh, my God, Freddie.
Let's start covering some Queen tunes.
We should. Oh, yeah. My
probably.
God.
If you were going to do that, what would you do? What Queen song would you do?
What Queen song would I do? Too Late. Hmm. It's off News of the World.
Yeah. Yep.
I have to brush up.
That's
a
good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good rocker. I love the way that starts.
Yep.
That's a great tune. Speaking of which, you want to do another one? You want to do one live? You want me to do whatever it is you gave me here?
You know what? Since we were talking about Broad and my having toured over in Europe, and I believe that Peter Bischoff is listening tonight.
Okay.
He is the guy that was our A&R guy when we were over there in Germany, and he took such great care of us. Now he has a radio show of his own in Germany, and so since he's listening, I thought he might want to hear this.
Okay, well, this is from
Broad's album. That was the name of the band. Human Conflict is the name of the album, and this is a song that John Zonars and I wrote called I Believed.
Okay. My guest tonight is Lisa Coppola, and here it is, I Believed, on Rock On Radio. Well, you saw me click it. I don't know what happened, right? Good thing you were sitting here. All right, let's try this again. That was all safe, actually.
Yeah.
All right, well, here, watch. We're going to put that there. And we're going to click play. Let's see if it works. Nope. What is going on here? We're going to double click on this. There you go. That's better. No, I don't know. We got a malfunction. All right, never mind. Skip this. This is an evil CD. There you go. We're done. Well, you know, I clicked it 3 times. This one's highlighted. I Believed is highlighted.
Ghost,
right?
In the Machine. Yeah, that was weird.
That is very weird. I got to figure out why
it's
that
gremlins,
happened.
Gremlins, man.
You think so?
It's always gremlins.
Could be, right? Well, we're going to try that again in a second. But why don't we do one of your tunes?
Okay.
If you guys want to do something live, I'll figure this out while you guys are doing
live.
It.
This way.
See, that's live radio. That's
I'm
going to
double click on my voice right now. So, this is the song that started off a fabulous, fabulous year for me. And it's just been so exciting and so much fun.
And why is that?
Because Just a Little Time came out. I co-wrote this with John Taglieri. And he put this out on his Leapdog Records. John Taglieri is a...
Just saying, I know that name.
Do know that name because he's an indie artist who's been out there for a long time. And I would say indie superstar. Because
what's the name of his band?
He goes out... Sometimes I think he calls it Tag the Band, but it's always his name out front. John Taglieri is...
Gotcha.
He's charted on Billboard twice. Which is a tough thing for artists to do, you know, indie artists to do, but he has done it. You know, his song Southern Paradise charted on Billboard, and to me that was just so impressive. So he said to me, well, let me put a single out for you and let's see how we do together. And so this is a song that went on to hit number one 3 times over the course of the summer in various indie countdowns and got nominated for Best Radio Single for the Nashville Universe Music Awards. Then we made it to the Grammy ballot for the first round on the Grammy ballot.
Oh, nice.
They didn't tell us to go home. So
did you go to the Grammys? Probably?
I am getting ready to go to the Grammys.
Oh, wait, they're at the end of, when are they? They're in February.
They're in February. Okay. I leave on the 9th. And I'm gathering dresses as we speak.
Ooh.
And trying to work out at the gym. This goes out to my friend Sharon Leah from the Sharon Leah Band. We're talking
about.
Sharon? Yeah, I know Sharon.
Oh, my buddy Sharon.
We'll be out there at the same time, so we're both lamenting the dress experience.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So we're working on that. But anyway, so back to just a little time. We'll do this one for you live.
Beautiful.
Just a minute, there's something that I've got to say. My life is empty without you in it. I can't sit here and just let you walk away. You used to say that we were magic, and that I meant so much to you. Fits inside of all the things you do. I'm not asking you to change your life for me. I only wanted just a minute, can't you see? Oh, baby, all I want is just a special moment with you. Just a little time for me and you. Ooh. So now that I've got your attention, and I got your head turned back my way, I'm gonna tell you that I love you one more time, and let you get back to your busy day.
Drifting leaves, the things we do and try to be. Take my hand, let me take you home.
All I want is just a special moment.
Lisa Coppola live right here on Rock On Radio. I am your host, Andy Coleman. Give us a call, 609-460-4673. If you wish to ask questions, comment, or any of that stuff. I got it to work now.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
So while they're contemplating giving us a call, we're going to go to this. Jack, you all right with that? I promise I won't make a mess of this again. Darn live radio. But this is from... broad, right? Human Conflict is the name of the disc.
Yes.
And we're going to go back to back here, more Lisa Coppola, and this is called I Believed. I give up. I give up. It won't play. I had it queued up down there. Did you see it? Yeah. Had it queued up. I did. Let's see. Nope. It goes back to the first one. See? And then I go there and I hit that. It doesn't go out over the air.
I do believe the Almighty does not want us to play that song tonight.
So we're
going to
forget. All right, Jack. You know what? I'm done. Matter of fact, show's over. I quit.
All right, then.
We'll go out on that happy high note of your live performance.
I'll get my coat.
No coats. We can't. That big hook is just going to come take me away. You guys are going to be in control.
We support you, Danny. Yeah,
we do, Danny.
Thank you, sir.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And I know there's some people who are watching a football game that were threatening that they were going to call, and I believe that they have chickened out.
Threateners.
Yeah.
So tell me, who's the who is your principal songwriter? Is it you? Lyrically, musically, what are you?
Well, they're all born differently. Save Us, I didn't write. Save Us, the current single, I did not have a hand in co-writing. That was John Taglieri and Heidi Huttner.
Okay.
But everything else that I've played for you thus far, I'm a co-writer on.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes a song idea will come to me fully formed in my head. Sometimes I'll sit down with my partner, who's usually a guitar player, and we'll just pass ideas back and forth. Sometimes I'll sit down at a piano, and it'll be fully formed, and I'll hand a chord sheet to somebody and say, here, just de-Velveeta this song for me. Get rid of the cheese in this song. Help me out here.
I need a guy like that too.
To de-Velveeta eyes. Yeah, can do, you know, it usually works when you have somebody who is an objective ear, yeah, right? Because I mean, I can get into a certain head, but if I give it to you, it gives it a little bit of your influence, right? Mm-hmm. You and I should sit down to write a song.
I'm available.
I know.
At Sir Sherry.
At SirSherry.com.
Yeah, right. My ex-wife's sister used to make some kind of dip by melding a huge brick of Velveeta cheese with hot sausage and red and green peppers. And
wow.
Once she said Velveeta, your mind left.
Yeah, I don't know. What the heck did you say after that? Were you
It's not actual cheese, though.
It's
no,
a cheese-like product.
It is so good.
It's like cheese adjacent.
Cheese adjacent, maybe,
ooh,
but
adjacent cheese. No, Amy Hewitt, there is not a live feed tonight. There is no YouTube, I'm sorry to say, but we do have, we are on the air, though. And this will be on Rock Addict Radio next week as a re-air, one of my affiliates out in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So, which I know Amy usually listens to it out there, and she's a big supporter of the program, which makes me very happy. So, hello, Amy. It's always a pleasure. Yes, and I know that you are in need of the Rock on Radio lube, so I'll be sending that out sooner or later. I just have to get to the post office. John, what's that look for, John?
What?
I missed that.
I have...
I think it's the Velveeta.
It's the Velveeta went to my head, and I let out these secrets. I have a... when I give out prize packs, which I haven't done in a while because I've recently moved,
mm-hmm,
and I haven't gotten to that container that has all the...
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't found the box yet.
And in that prize pack is usually a gift certificate for Neo Zoe. Up in Cranford, which is $100 gift certificate, which is good for a free massage or any of the other services that are provided, holistics,
I love
dietary,
that stuff,
that kind of thing up there, aromatherapies, so on and so forth, or as well as I used to give away a case of soda when we had Canada Dry as a sponsor, was also part of that. Sometimes a T-shirt. But one, I did come across three cases of Dial hand lotion. Just happened to find them.
Dial as in the soap?
Yes.
Really?
But it was hand lotion.
Okay. Antibacterial? Question mark?
I don't know if it's antibacterial.
I doubt it.
But it's hand lotion. And I used to just give it out with the prize pack. So
Radio, you know, lube.
Rock on Radio Lube. That's right. Wow. Makes you soften you up.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm intrigued by it.
I might have some in my truck. I can give you on the way out if you guys are parked.
You're hearing that, John?
Sounds a little strange.
We'll take two.
I'll give you a whole case. You guys can be in marital bliss.
This is a family show.
But yes, the Rock on Radio Lube. And then somebody pointed out to me that's because dial spelled backwards is...
laid.
Correct.
gotta get it.
See? Wow. Hey, Sir Sherry picked the band. I didn't even have to finish the sentence he had it coming
He's
out.
He's like right there with
he
you.
He is. That was a good... That was,
you know, well, ever since you made that cornucopola pun, I've just been waiting to
cornucopola,
jump
cornucopola? You want to jump
I'm right
excellent.
With you, man.
See that?
I want to be your wingman on this
cornucopola. How many cornucopolas are there, actually? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
No, but wait. Here's the thing.
Well, wait, there's more?
Wait, there's more.
They're on their way?
Okay, so I just want to, I'm going to poke fun at myself because I have no choice. So
well, we could poke fun at you if you
my
want.
Company's name is Any Other Name Music. Coppola belongs to my ex-husband. But the thing was, the year that I got divorced from said Coppola guy, I put out two records. This was one of them, and it kind of caught on. And then I put out a CD with the Party Dolls called Wig Out. So my name was firmly to the presses, you know, that, and it came out in print. And I met a woman who was a Broadway producer when I was doing like a small television appearance in New York City. And she said to me, "You cannot change your name, ever."
Sir Sherry did it this morning.
Sir Sherry did it this That's morning. Right.
He did it when he sat
right.
down. Exactly. It's like from now on, I wish to be referred to as Sir Sherry. Yeah.
But the thing was, she said, you know, you've got that fan base, and it's kind of like Pamela Lee versus Pamela Anderson. Well, when she goes and does it, everyone knows who she is. But I was dealing with, you know, my fan base that I had built with this, and I wanted to keep them and not confuse them. So I kept the name Coppola. And if you wanted to get technical, my name really should be Lisa MacDonald.
Should be.
It could be. It doesn't
could
have be. To be.
Could be.
It isn't quite. It's kind of close, though.
Aren't we married?
We are.
Isn't that my name in real life?
Pretty
yeah.
close.
Yeah. So.
you should.
Wow.
Why don't you just get knighted like me and right. you'll be Lady Lisa.
Yeah.
Lady Lisa and Sir Sherry.
Lady Lisa and Sir Sherry, yeah. you know or, what?
I mean, if we could put my name first if you want.
Wow.
Wow.
Wind him up and let him go.
I'm telling you. Be Knights of the Pool Table.
There you go.
Oh, Peter Praza. Yes, you're right, Peter. I did not. I was remiss last week because of the turn of events. I got here a little later than I wanted to last week, but... he says, "I don't remember a video promo for me and Fred Dorward last Sunday at our radio show appearance, Danny Coleman. Was it our looks? Mm-hmm. Lisa Coppola, kill it. We're going to try to tune in." That's my buddy Peter Praza. So.
Oh, yeah. He tagged me in that.
Yeah, he did. You see that?
But Peter, in all fairness, I was right there side by side with him, and we went Facebook Live in duplicate. Or stereo. What do you want to call it? So who's the bigger ham here, you or me or both?
Ooh, well, I'm kind of porky, so.
Oh.
We'll say that's me. Well, see, talk about poking fun at oneself. You have to be able to do that in this industry because there's plenty of people willing to step on you and poke fun at you. And
absolutely.
You know, have you ever encountered a lot of that in your...
cattiness and negativity
and
stuff
backstabbing
like that.
And yeah,
I have, but you know what? I don't have time for that kind of crap, and so I generally shift my focus to people who are doing right by me. And you know, I if I tend to obsess, he will point it out to me. He'll be the first one to point it out to me and say, "Look, knock it off. This is nonsensical.
Why waste time with it?
Why waste time?" And you know, there are so many people who are willing to be great people in your band, who are willing to be wonderful people who want to support your music. I have no time for nonsense. You know,
I get it.
Negativity, you don't need them. If somebody's going to give you negativity in your life, they're really holding you back rather than supporting you and pushing you forward. So I try to be as loving as I can with the people that I encounter, and I hope and I expect the same from other people. And so if somebody crosses me, then I just don't, I just don't give them the time of day anymore.
You are 110% correct.
Yeah. And it's like with all this stuff that's going on my Facebook feed, I have every right to just maintain my positive attitude and be who I am. And I just, when it all simmers down, maybe I'll look at political stuff again. But for right now, I'm cool with not even, I'm just going to be me and be good to other people. If people were good to other people, then we'd be in good shape. Respect everybody. Respect other people and be good to other people. It's that simple. You learned it in kindergarten.
Sing it.
Own
that's
it.
A song. Yeah. That could be a song, right?
Sure.
But it's true.
Well, there was a song that came out. Was it? Who the heck did it? I can't remember the woman's name. It was a woman.
Aretha Franklin. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
No, not that. No, it was... People who need people.
Barbara Streisand. Yeah. Oh, my there you God.
Go. See?
Yes.
Are the luckiest people in the world.
Of course.
See? And that's the way it is. Jack, we're going to go to a break, buddy. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. If you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio, where you've been. We've been on the air for an hour. And I am Danny Coleman. This is Lisa Coppola, Sir Sherry, John McDonald, and we'll be right back.
Joint pain. Let me ask you a question. Would you like a high-quality knee, back, shoulder, or ankle brace at little or no cost? Now, just in case your reception isn't great, let me ask you again. Would you like a pain-relieving knee, back, shoulder, or ankle brace at little or no cost? Well, if you have Medicare insurance, you could qualify for these pain-relieving braces at little or no cost. And these are high-quality braces. They are very comfortable, and they've helped thousands relieve their pain. Now, I'd like you to imagine going on vacation, playing with your grandkids, just living your life again without pain. The Mobility Hotline is a referral service that connects folks with Medicare coverage and other insurance to accredited companies offering pain-relieving braces at little or no cost. And don't you worry about the Medicare paperwork. They'll handle it all for you, and they'll deliver your braces for free. Call the Mobility Hotline now. The call's free. 1-800-547-0823. 1-800-547-0823. 1-800-547-0823.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a Toco warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With Toco warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With Toco, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-985-5257. That's 1-800-985-5257. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Laura Mangone from Food for Thought. Would you like us to talk about your recipes on the air? Send them to laura@chamberswalk.com, and we can talk about them, give you our points of view, maybe even share some improvements. Join us, Food for Thought.
All right, welcome back to Rock on Radio. Jack, you're doing a great job tonight, man. Considering I've tried to sabotage everything that you're doing over there,
and I'm not really an engineer, so
and that's correct. See, that's why we get along.
Oh, that's
I'm not really a radio personality. Oh. I just do this.
I don't know what we're doing here, to be honest with you. Yeah,
faking it pretty well.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, I had a nickel for every time I've heard that.
Oh. Ouch.
I'm trying to save all my jokes for my show tomorrow. But
oh, okay. But you, the cornucopola got you too.
Oh, it got me a while ago, okay, man. I'm all writing right, all these down.
Now, because something I learned today in my interview with Miss Sullivan, something she said struck me incredibly well. Something she said, not something she threw at me. Something she said. She said, you know, we were talking about following passions and, you know, how she did her time and she still is somewhat of a struggling artist, so to speak, you know. And mm-hmm. But she's more relaxed now because things are starting to open up and work for her. And she said the thing that people don't understand is I'm not necessarily more talented than than another artist. She said, I'm just more tenacious. I don't give up.
Me too.
I keep trying and trying and trying. And now I've finally worked hard enough to where the fruits of my labor are starting to, you know, mature. And she said, I never stopped. So that's why I'm going a different route with this disc.
Try a different
way. We're going to try this again. This is the track from Broad off the Human Conflict. If it doesn't work now, Jack, you know what? Is there Jack Daniels in here anywhere? Because if it doesn't
I can go
work,
get some real quick.
Okay,
you
know. Good.
I'm not turning off your microphones, okay?
That's fine. You go get – yeah, don't turn off the mics.
Nope.
Let's see until I give you the thumbs up or I stick it in my eye, one or the other. This is I Believed off of the Human Conflict album. And this is – you're doing the vocals?
Yeah, I'm singing lead. We co-wrote this and – it was a beautiful song, I thought.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it sometime.
All right, let's give this a shot. Ready? Let's see. Is this it?
Yes!
All right.
The placemats on the table, the curtains match the drapes, but still her mind's uncertain which path to take.
Lisa Coppola and the song called I Believed. See, I believed that it would work if I put this in a different thing. See, now do I have your confidence back?
Yes.
You never lost it, Danny.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we
good.
Were with you the whole
Sir
time.
Sherry, thank you.
Now
very
we
much.
Believe the song exists.
Yes, it does. And so does everybody out there listening. So, you know, that's great. Again, thank you all for tuning in. And I am coming to you live from PANJRadio.com here in lovely Lambertville, New Jersey. So you were originally from Garfield, you said.
Yes.
Where are you based out of now?
I'm in Bound Brook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bound Brook, New Jersey.
Bound, not the side of town that used to flood.
The other side.
The highlands.
The highlands. Yeah.
I actually went to a, there's a fellow that has a studio, mm-hmm. Sonic Boom Studios.
Oh, Anthony Kryzan. Right. Okay, wait a minute.
So you know Anthony.
Yeah.
Is he on there?
He produced this.
Oh, he did.
Actually,
did you record there?
Yes, I did. And Wisdom from the Pain is a co-write with him and Mark Conklin.
Oh, well, there you go. We'll have to crank that one up, too. And you guys, unless you want to do another one, you can do as many live or whatever you want to do. This is all about you.
This is fun.
So we'll do it that way. Whatever you want to do, we can play that. You guys can do another one live. Sir Sherry is over there looking very...
Sir Sherry at the ready.
The ready.
He is. He hasn't put that guitar down. So.
Oh, wait. You were talking about Anthony Kryzan. I want to hear what you have to say.
Anyway, Anthony and CeCe Coletti and TJ Jablonski, they did a... and John Hummel was on drums. They did a Jimi Hendrix / Janis Joplin tribute. Mm-hmm. And she dressed like Janis, he dressed like Jimmy, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was at that old theater in Bound Brook.
Really?
Right there on a main street, across from a pizza joint, I remember.
That had to be a heck of a show.
They were trying to save the theater, and I mean, it needed saving. The walls, the paint was all peeling off, mm-hmm. and the old velvet seats were, you know, in there. And it was a nice theater, or really had some really nice potential, but... That was my only venture into Bound Brook.
Mm. From what I understand, since the Army Corps of Engineers fixed the levee, it's no longer a flood zone, from what I've heard from some people in town. And so they're planning to revitalize that entire downtown area, including that theater that you're talking about.
Oh, good.
But now all the surrounding towns are flood zones.
That's right. Whatever they did.
We don't flood, but they do.
Water's got to go somewhere.
So, nice. That's right. Water, water, water everywhere. I'm reverting back to my children's kids songs videos.
whatever works.
Hey, it does.
Whatever fills the time.
Whatever, right? Time. Time is on my side. There's another song. See?
It's a good one.
How old is that guitar anyway there?
This one? About 15 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
It's a 2000.
That's road weary, huh? A little bit?
If I can tell a
quick
story.
Of course you can. That's why I asked.
Last night, I was playing a gig in Belmar. And
whereabouts?
Stagold Cafe and
Lounge. Oh, Stagold. Yes.
Great spot. I love there. I play there as often as I can.
Okay.
My uncle happened to be in attendance, and he's always the guy who says, play Freebird.
He's been at a lot of my gigs over the years, apparently.
No. But so I decided to play it, and that's how you punish those people, right? And so and I think in the middle of some intense acoustic rocking, I tore a cuticle or something, and my guitar was splattered. Covered in blood. That's the second time that's happened, actually. The first time, I right before I got a residency at a bar in New Brunswick, I sprained my thumb really badly, and I had to play 2 or 3 gigs with a splint on, and I couldn't hold a pick. So I was strumming with my fingers. It's like looks like a CSI on the inside of my a crime scene inside. It's also this guitar has been shot with a BB gun. It's been in
where are you at, Bob's Country Bunker?
I can say
good old Blues Brothers Boys Band. Or
I can say that I wasn't playing the guitar at that point, or maybe it wouldn't have been shot.
Were you doing the shooting? Oh, okay.
No, I was somewhere else loaning it out. But yeah, it was some sniper in New Brunswick, I guess, is just
sniper, a musical sniper.
Yeah. So this thing's been through a lot.
He wanted him to play snippets. Sorry.
Sorry.
I have a buddy who's a bass player, and whenever, you know, back in the heyday of Freebird, when it was actually on the air, on the FM airwaves, and was played in a regular rotation all over the world, and his band would be doing, you know, bar gigs, and somebody, play Freebird, Freebird, you know, they would throw rubber chickens into the crowd. You know, there's a Freebird, boom.
That's one way to deal with it. Yeah, that's good.
Correct.
I may take him up on
that. We would always give him this Freebird.
Yeah, whoa, that's free. There you go.
To give you folks a visual, I'm sure they figured that one out.
Yeah.
Why not? So what were your influences, Anthony? And how does it relate to Lisa's music?
I would say it doesn't, to be honest. Yeah, the country genre is probably, I didn't get much early influence from that at all. I think Black Dog was one of the first songs I was ever excited about learning on guitar.
Hey, it's a darn Zeppelin 4 again.
Yeah, I know. That? Right. Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing a lot of Zeppelin stuff, Jimmy Page. So I think I have a lot of his sloppy technique. I've inherited that.
Sloppy but effective.
Yeah, I mean, he's
definitely.
He's yeah, he was probably one of my. You know, I can't really pick out a lot of like individual influences. But those like classic rock blues guys, you know, I think are present in a lot of my playing. Clapton, Hendrix, you know.
Nice.
I play electric guitar too, not only this acoustic
okay.
one. So
I get it.
Yeah.
Nice. How about you, John?
John Entwistle. Biggest influence, which
okay.
has no bearing on country music or anything either.
That's all right.
McCartney, Jack Bruce, a few others.
What was it you liked about Jack Bruce?
The freedom in his playing. He didn't play like anybody else. He went from upright and I think cello.
That's why he fit in with Ginger Baker.
Yeah. It's just like just a freedom and an openness to it. And like him, but not because of him, I play fretless 99% of the time.
Nice.
He's not an influence for that. I just decided one day to try it, and I liked it and stuck with it. But after the fact, seeing him play fretless in person a bunch of times, I got to see Cream twice, which was definitely awesome. A dream come true. That was inspiring. And a lot of people think you can't play fretless and rock full time. It's for ballads. It's for jazz. Nah, it's for everything. I'm not playing it today.
No.
But wait, was he the influence that made you play upright?
No.
Who was?
Nobody.
Nobody? You just came up with that on your own?
I didn't have one. I wanted to have one and try it.
Really? That is the reason we are married today.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to tell you guys a quick story.
We met... at the bitter end.
I didn't have a Lisa, so I thought I'd go out and get one.
Right. I had a Lisa.
That's why we're married today.
I wanted to try it.
I had a Jane and I had a Mary. Never had a Lisa.
We met when I was playing at the bitter end, and
love that room.
Beautiful, beautiful room. And he was in another female singer's band, and he was playing upright bass.
Electric
upright, which, you know, you don't often see that. And so he stuck out in my mind, even though I didn't run into him until 4.5 years later. And he reminded me that we had met that night at the bitter end on this show that I played and his ex-girlfriend played. And I was like, wait a minute, you're the guy that was playing that upright bass. And so I consented to go on the first date with you because of that.
Well, there you go.
Had I chosen a different instrument,
wow,
I'd be home watching football tonight probably.
See? Now, the gig I'm doing on Friday.
At Langosta Lounge.
At Langosta Lounge with the Jive Stewards, Matt Scateri and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Matt plays upright electric bass. And he uses it in several of his originals and some of the covers that we do, you know. Things like Moon Dance and where he needs a softer sound. Or yeah. I don't know if it gives you a softer sound or not.
It can.
But you talk about when I was my very first band, 14 years old, and our bass player, hands down, was the most talented member of the band. He came from a musical family. His father used to play organ at the store, the piano store, on the second level of Quaker Bridge Mall. You know, his father was one of his father's gigs. He was a music teacher, and I was a keyboard player. But our bass player, you know, everybody in that family was incredibly musical, so he was way further advanced than any of us. But at the age of 14, he was playing a fretless Rick. You know, 14. You know, most guys at that age have trouble still finding the fretboard, and he was playing fretless, you know. So, and we were a rock band. So, yes, to your...
It works.
Yes, it does.
It's in a lot more places than you'd think.
Well, you have to have a good ear.
You do. But if you listen to a lot of Police and Don Henley, and what you hear a lot of fretless bass. You just don't always think about it.
You don't know it, yeah.
But it's there.
Correct. So you're looking at me like, yes. So now, who else is in your band besides these two?
Well, Raul Diaz-Cobo is my drummer, and Kendall Scott plays keyboards
Get
with
out.
Me. You know, everybody knows Kendall well, and Kendall's, loves Kendall.
Kendall's in Flying Dreams with my man Richie Shalanda, who's feeling under the weather tonight. I want to say hello to him, by the way, if he's listening.
Actually, Richie and I have the same attorney, Ron Beanstock.
You do, Beanstock.
Yes. So you know Ron, too?
Ron and Richie and Mary Ann, my sponsor from Neo Zoe Costello, came on my YouTube show. One More with Danny Coleman on Monday nights.
That's right. I saw the pictures of that.
And Richie and Ron and I did a tune together at the end of the program.
I did not know Ron was in that lineup.
Yep. He's in Flying Dreams with Kendall. And
no, I knew he played bass with Kendall, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize he was in the picture of, you know, Richie and your YouTube show.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
Very
so
cool.
How about that? So he's your attorney as well.
Yes, he is. He's saved me a couple of times.
Remind me to tell you a story when we get off the air.
Okay.
About something.
Yes, and I have one to tell you myself. Oh,
there we go.
Yes, we do.
Nothing about Ron, but, well, yes, he's involved, but somebody I interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny story.
Cool.
So, yes. All right, where are we?
So you were saying Richie does not feel well.
What am I doing on my show? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Richie not feeling well, so we're going to send him lots of love and get better, feel well type of thing. I asked you who else was in your band. You said Kendall,
the
drummer, and
Raul.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall's in that little photo.
Yeah, that little tiny photo right there.
I wonder why you're giving me this. I was looking for the tune. Oh, yeah, there he is. Well, Kendall, please. Kendall and I actually gigged together a couple times with the Moroccan Sheepherders.
Ah.
Yeah, we know them.
Yeah, we know those guys.
I did some, when Herbie was hurt, I did some percussion work for them. I think it was 3 gigs, and Kendall was at 2 of them.
When I met Herbie, I kept calling him Kevin for some reason. And I still call him Kevin, and he laughs about it. So those are good guys. Those are people that we know from our work with RB3, the Red Bank Blues Band.
Right.
And, you know, just great people.
Oh, yeah. You want to do another tune?
Yes, as a matter of fact, because Carmen Apice is going to be calling when, 8:30?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, we're going to do a song right now that is, my goodness, it is number 5 on Southern Country Radio right now. I believe it is number 5 in South Africa. Stuck to my shoe.
Oh, that's one?
Yeah.
Ah.
Trick me.
And I'm segueing to that because Vanilla Fudge was recording with Stephen Diakoudis, who did part of the production of this song, and Vanilla Fudge had their album to finish, and so I finished the vocals and the final mix with Andrew Chervak at his place, Midnight.
Okay.
Because
later.
Steve was doing Vanilla Fudge.
Yeah, because Vanilla...
Vinny Martell is actually... Vinny's been on this program. When I was on Hamilton Radio, Vinny Martell came into the studio, and they should actually still have the signed CD and poster that he somewhere up in there in the studio that he gave me. And Vinny did that. And I did a couple of rock and roll. I emceed a couple of epilepsy benefits at the Stone Pony, and Vinny was giving away guitars. And actually, if you go to Monmouth Music in Red Bank. Vinny has several signed guitars that he's selling with the gig bags and everything else.
Wow.
The original, I mean, they're the authentic gig bags. They're some of them are, a couple of them are beat up, but so you know they're real. He signed them as well. So, but all right, what are you going to do for us?
It's called Stuck to My Shoe. It's about, you know, trying to break up with somebody who won't get the hint. That's exactly what this was about.
That somebody's name is John McDonald.
Yes. No, no, no. This was before I met John.
Still here. The song is about me. I didn't know.
No, this was the guy that was, you know, before you. And God rest his soul. He passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally got the hint.
She killed him.
I did not kill him. But he would, you know what? If he would have heard this song, he had a really great sense of humor. He would have gotten the tongue-in-cheekness of it.
All of a sudden, I got nothing.
I got you.
You got me?
Yeah,
can you
we've
hear me?
Got you. We hear you.
I've
Danny.
Got nothing in my headphones. Okay. There we go.
You're back. Right.
I'm scared.
You're with us?
No, but go ahead. I can hear you. All right. There you go.
Okay.
I'll put them up there like that.
Kicked you out last Friday. You're back here on my doorstep. Falls right in line with your lying. I ain't heard the last of it yet. Wish you were gone, but I can't get rid of you. 'Cause when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. When I kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. Well, I woke up in the morning and I heard the doorbell ring. Yes, you just keep on coming back like a gosh darn boomerang. I wish you were gone, but I can't get rid of you. 'Cause when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seems to stuck right to my shoe. Yes, when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. To the station, and I caught the southbound train. I'd leaned on my convictions, carrying keys to my new place. And I walked up to the doorway as I gathered up the mail. Heard those old familiar footsteps. Why can't I get you off my trail? Wish you were gone. To the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. Ooh. Yes, when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. Oh yeah. Oh, when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my. To my shoe, yes.
There we go, Lisa Coppola and her song
Stuck to My Shoe.
Stuck to My Shoe.
In case you didn't pick that part up.
I like my guests to introduce their own stuff.
Got
actually,
it.
I do it all the time. Sometimes I forget. Not tonight, though. That is not the case. Sometimes I'll be like, you know, because what I do is I monitor the Facebook page. I monitor Twitter. I monitor sometimes chat rooms, depending on what's going on. You know what? I'm going to Jack, I'm going to hold off on that until we take this phone call from Carmine when it comes through.
I think he should be on.
Okay. So is he on the line?
He should be.
Okay.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, great. I didn't realize that. Fantastic. Put him through. Hello, Carmine.
How are you doing?
Fantastic, sir. It is not only an honor but a privilege to talk to you, my friend, being a drummer myself. Hello. How are you?
All right. I'm very good.
Great. We have
LA, but the LA weather's terrible.
Oh, is that where you're at? You're out in Los Angeles?
Uh-huh.
Oh. And what's going on out in LA?
Well, we just finished the NAMM show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're out at NAMM. That's right. NAMM this week. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Did you have a booth of your own, or were you with somebody?
No, I hang out at my buddy's group booth. It's the Calzone Anvil Cases booth.
Oh, okay. Did you get a chance to wander around and check out the show at all, or were you pretty much...
Well, I wander around to where I need to go, you know, my endorsers and different things like that. But no, I don't just wander around because I can't wander around because I get harassed when I wander around.
Oh, my. Okay. I get it. Yeah. I also see that local Jersey guy, Bernard Purdy, was out there this week as well.
That's right. Me and him were jamming together at the Anvil Case booth.
Oh, nice. Great. So on the phone with me right now, I have Carmine. And now, Carmine, it's a piece, right?
A piece, yeah.
A piece, mm-hmm. Right. We were talking before we went on the air how it's been at least a 40-year debate. Some people say, you know, a piece. Other people say a piece.
That's why when I joined Rod Stewart, he said, what's the easiest way to say your name back in the day? And everybody used to call me a piece, and I used to correct them to a piece.
Okay.
And then he said, you got like five different names. I said, I know. So I went with a piece, and I've been Carmine a piece since 1977.
Oh, fantastic. See, Carmine a piece. There you go. We got to the bottom of it.
So it was that.
See, we get to the bottom of things on Rock on Radio. See, you were right.
That's right.
So now you're doing a show this coming Thursday back here on the East Coast at The Vault in Berlin, New Jersey. Right, the Victor.
I'm doing a master class. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to do a book signing, like some storytelling, Q&A, and then a book signing. And my friend Bobby Rydell is going to come down. I think he's going to introduce me.
Oh, great! And you're giving the master class. Is that how many people are in that class? Was that limited?
I think it's up to 30.
Okay. All right, and what's going to go on in that master class?
Well, I'm going to teach some of my techniques and just some stuff that will take, you know, drummers who try and do it. It'll take them a good year or so to work the stuff up. So it's well worth it.
Now, did you? Go ahead.
No, it's the stuff I've been doing for years teaching.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. Rock Techniques for the Modern Drummer. Were you involved with that book or not?
No.
Okay. For some reason, I'm a drummer myself, and that's one of the things that I learned out of was...
Well, my book is Realistic Rock.
Realistic Rock. Okay. I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. How many do you have? How many books do you have?
Well, I have a few. I have Realistic Rock. I have Rudiments to Rock. I have Realistic Reggae. I have, I can't remember, Hi-Hats. I can't remember them all.
that's okay. I don't expect you to. Talk to me about what it was like playing with Vanilla Fudge and then going to Rod Stewart.
Vanilla Fudge and Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Well, Vanilla Fudge was the first band, and, you know, it was very successful. We ended up playing arenas, being on a Sullivan show and being on every major TV show in the day. And the music business was in its embryo stages. And it was a lot of fun, and everything was new. By the time I started playing with Rod, you know, we were playing arenas five nights a week, you know, five times. And selling multi-platinum records, and it was a whole different story playing with Rod. So it was probably the highlight of my career was probably playing with Rod.
Now, were you with him during the... If You Think I'm Sexy days, was that how did you go from performing, you know, hard rock with Vanilla Fudge to that style of music that Rod had switched to?
He was a hard rock singer.
Right.
You know, I mean, that song was just supposed to be like "Missing You" by the Rolling Stones. But the, you know, I co-wrote that song, and it wasn't supposed to be the way it came out. Like this, people say it's a disco song, but
right.
I mean, it was a dance song, but not supposed to sound like that.
Okay, so
but
so
hey, who cares? This went to number one in like every three major companies, yeah, right? country in the world.
I didn't know. I didn't realize you co-wrote that with him.
Yep.
Oh.
That and Young Turf.
Nice.
But I played on, also we played on Hot Legs, which is a hard rock song.
Oh, yeah. Love that tune.
Played on Passion, which is a hard rock
right.
song.
Excellent.
You know, so, you know, it's all pretty much that song there was the only song like that in all the repertoire that we played.
Well, I want to tell you, being a, again, being a drummer myself, do you know how I want to thank you because I performed Hot Legs in several bands that I've been in over the years.
Right.
And that was always one of, I used to love playing that tune because, especially when you do that breakdown in the midsection, man, it
right.
just kicks, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Rod was a good guy to work with. He let me do my thing. I didn't really change my style much. I just made it a little more simpler because it's, normally I play with the most a 4-piece band and he had like more like a 7-piece band.
Right.
So there's more musicians, there's less rooms for everybody, you know?
True.
So I learned to play, you know, and get a great drum sound when I played live and played on records. This way, it was inspiring to play. I didn't have to overplay, you know?
Yep. Yeah, actually. And who did you, you know, I've talked with people like, you know, Liberty DeVito and other drummers, and they all name Ringo along with, like, Mick Fleetwood, and other drummers like
me.
That.
Not me.
No, well, that play within the tune.
I was around before Liberty. Liberty used to listen to me.
Okay.
Well said.
Well, they said that they liked them, those kind of drummers, because they stayed within the music.
Yeah.
You know?
I listened to Buddy Rich and Gene Krupa.
There you go.
And Max Roach. And I listened to the jazz guys. Because when I was growing up, there were no rock drummers. I mean, Ringo, when I was growing up, I wasn't into Ringo when I was growing up. I was into James Brown and Motown and all that.
Gotcha.
I wasn't into the Beatles. Not until Revolver.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Little harder stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
Mike.
The Beatles, to me, were, you know, I'm older than Liberty, first of all. and when the Beatles came out, they were like a teeny bopper group.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know, I actually never thought about that. Everybody just thinks about the Beatles and what they did. And
well, think about this song. I want to hold your hand. Come on.
Yep. No, you're right. My guests tonight in studio. I've got three guests with me in studio tonight, Carmine, who are very
okay.
excited about you. One of them, Lisa Coppola, and she's brought along with her. Her bassist and guitarist, Sir Sherry, and John McDonald, and. You got something you want to ask Carmine?
No, I was wondering who was laughing in the back.
I know, you heard a female voice and you're going, what the hell is going on over there?
It's a live laugh track.
Exactly.
You have something?
What station is this, anyway?
We are on PANJ Radio.
Is that AM, FM?
It's actually, it's an internet station, PANJRadio.com, okay. Out of Lambertville, New Jersey, right across the river from Havana in New Hope. I don't know if you ever played that club over the years.
Yes, I played Havana. I know Havana.
Okay, we're right across the river, and on Bridge Street, actually. But this show will be re-aired after tonight on 7 different stations in the UK, Canada, and across the U.S. So you're going to be all over the place for a week.
Cool.
All right, so you have this big show coming up this Thursday at the Vault, and you're giving a master class. It's not a clinic.
Not
correct?
A show, per okay. se. It's a show and a book signing.
Okay, and that is at the Vault in Berlin, New Jersey. It is Victor Records, where they've had, you know, there's rich with history. So I can't wait to get there because I'm going to be there and I'm going to see, I'm going to talk with, Ellen has set me up with a fellow by the name of Graham and we're going to talk because I happen to own a, RCA Victor, I have a 1910 Victrola. So, I'm kind of interested to see the vault and see what's going on over there.
Oh yeah, it's pretty awesome. Then.
So
I did a thing there a few months ago. we sold out the venue and we sold out all my books.
Oh, great.
So,
great.
So they invited me back.
Yeah, good. Of course.
Where can we get your book and find out more about you?
Well, you can get it that night, and then you could also get it at CarmineAtPeace.com.
There you go. All right, Carmine. Well, I'll let you.
It comes autographed that when you order for me, internet, you know, my website, it gets autographed to personalize to you.
Great. Okay. Well, we're going to let you go because I know you're going to be heading back east soon now that NAMM is over. And it was a pleasure talking to you, sir, and an honor. And thank you very much for taking the time to call us here at Rock On Radio tonight.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you, man.
We'll see you Thursday. Rock on, my friend.
All right. Carmine Apice.
Wow.
With Lisa Coppola.
A lot of Italians in the house tonight.
I'm telling you. He doesn't have a corner Coppola, though.
No, he does not.
He wishes.
He wishes. We all want a corner Coppola.
He'd be happy for a piece of Coppola.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Look at that. He tied that. It's a nice segue. He's
it
like
was a,
radio a
pretty
guy.
Good segue.
See? Oof. Yeah, this thing's going to be pretty neat on Thursday. I'm looking forward to covering it, actually. I want to read. I'll read what it is if anybody wants to buy tickets. It's this coming Thursday at The Vault at Victor Records. In Berlin, New Jersey, and it's a unique entertainment and educational experience venue. It's in Camden County. It's part intimate world-class entertainment venue and part official archive for the master recordings and artifacts of the legendary Victor Talking Machine Company, Victor Music.
Wow.
And its associated record labels. The Vault at Victor Records was formed in 2015 as a means of establishing an educational and research facility catered to the study of appreciation of the art, techniques, and development of sound recording, the history of the recording industry, and music performances. The collection focuses on the birth of the music industry with Victor Records and traces its establishment and association to the musical giants EMI, Deutsche Grammophon, JVC, Radio Corporation of America, and HMV, his master's voice. Until the modern day, or from then until the modern day, from Caruso to Coldplay and Louis Armstrong to the Beatles, visitors to Victor's headquarters at the Vault will uncover the historic ties you never knew existed between Victor Records and nearly every major musical event of the last 100 years. Contained in the Vault are acetates and shellacs of the earliest recordings ever made from artists such as Duke Ellington, Frank Sinatra, Lead Belly, Enrico Caruso, Louis Armstrong, Bing Crosby, Jimmy Rogers, the Carter family, and more, as well as recordings made of the century-old first presidential speeches.
Amazing.
Made. So it's more of a, it's a, you know, there's, and it goes on and on and on.
Danny, we do have a caller on the line, I
believe.
We
do.
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
Great. Fantastic. Patch them through. Hello. Welcome to Rock On Radio. Who is this?
This is Paul Bracco.
Paul Bracco.
That's right.
Hey, Paul. What's going on, Paul?
Oh, I don't know. I figured I'd the 21st century and jump onto the web.
Wow. There's no chat room, so there's no punctuation issues, sir.
That's very good.
Does Paul have punctuation issues?
Paul has a couple punctuation issues.
Paul, well, what?
No, I got the spelling correction issues.
Uh-oh. That's what I do, too, with autocorrect.
But he's a great guitar player, so.
Oh, thank you.
So what's going on?
We have a great singer there.
Well, yes. I didn't realize that she was associated with you guys in the Red Bank Blues
yes,
band.
Yes, she is, and we're happy to have her.
Great. Do me a favor, Paul. Turn your computer down or whatever you're listening to this on, please. Because we're catching the echo from behind us, and there's a delay, and next thing you know, dogs and cats will be living together. It'll be just terrible.
It's just ugly.
I'll just shut it off. Okay, here we go.
All right. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
So you have a question for Lisa?
No, I just wanted to call and say hi.
You just wanted to hear yourself on the radio.
You just wanted to call and say hello, right?
I like a piece of Coppola, please, with a little pepperoni.
So, Paul, I came prepared. You know, it's like I brought a bunch of CDs, and one of them that I brought was Backroom Blues Volume 2.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I was just interviewed for the what's his name? Nicole's boyfriend,
Darren Johnson.
Johnson, right?
Oh, for the next
Red Bank.
Yes.
Red Bank All-Stars.
Red Bank All-Stars. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm, nice.
Matter of fact, Lisa is going to be, she's featured on a song that we wrote called I Wonder If. And that's the first song, it's a kickoff song on the album.
Wonder actually, if. No. It's a third. Hang on.
It's the third. We
tune.
Actually have
Sorry.
It up here. We've gone a different direction now since our failures of earlier this evening.
We had some problems with Windows Media Player, so we switched to iTunes. That seems to be working.
God, that's all Greek to me. I'm an old guy, Danny.
That's okay. Yeah, but you're very talented.
Well, thank you. But you are as well. I was with you about a week ago, as a matter of fact, when you were interviewing Rob Dye.
Oh, yeah. That's right. At the on my YouTube show. Rob Dye and Pat Cadano and at Monmouth Music. So,
yes.
Great.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
We're getting a few more gigs then, Melissa. So, Lisa, get your get your button gear.
Do you know my dad does that? My dad goes down the line. Liz, Anita, Lisa, what's your name?
Yes.
Well, I used to get called the dog, so don't worry about
it.
You
know, no good.
I'm going to call you the dog's name.
No, not with Lisa. She's too good looking for that.
What was my favorite line? One of my favorite Sean Connery lines was from Third Indiana Jones.
They called the dog Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana. It's classic, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. Well, I'm not going to take too much time from you guys. So, good luck. Have a great time.
All right.
Well, good to hear you on the radio. We'll see you soon. Hopefully you'll come down to the Red Bank All-Star kickoff.
I hope so, too. That's at the Elks Club very shortly, actually, in February. February 22nd, I believe, in Red Bank.
Yes, I believe it is.
You turn your computer back up, because we're going to play Wonder If off of the Bongo
That's
Boy
wonderful.
Records Backroom Blues Volume 2 collection. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, it took me 60 years to get
a record, right?
There you go. All right, Paul. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Rock on. All right, we're going to do Wonder If, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to let you maybe do one more live, and then we'll wrap things up here, because the 2 hours is almost done.
2 hours.
All right.
Flew.
We actually had Monique Grimet in here several weeks ago. She was a guest of the program. Backroom Blues, Volume 2, Bongo Boy Records. This is the Red Bank Blues Band with Lisa Coppola on vocals doing Wonder If. You too?
I find myself looking way on back in time. Reminiscing how things used to be. So many changes, all the dumb mistakes I made. I chose the road instead of you and me. Wonder what I'd do if I could see you once again. Wonder if you'd even know my name. Wonder if you'd recognize me up here on the stage. Would you feel the same way that we did back then? The boys in the band, they're good for company. But honey, Jack, don't keep me warm at night. Oh, when my mind runs through these memories bittersweet, I grab my axe and play all through the night. Wonder what I'd do if I could see you once again. Wonder if you'd even know my name.
juke joints on those one night stands. Missing you and drowning in my tears. Oh, yeah. Wonder what I'd do if I could see you once again. Wonder if you'd even know my name. Wonder if you recognize me up here on the stage. Would we feel the same way that we did back then? Wonder what I'd do if I could see you once again. Wonder if you'd even know my name. Wonder if you recognize me up here on the stage. Would we feel the same way that we did back then?
There we go, the Red Bank Blues Band with John McDonald and Lisa. Oh, let me shut that off before it starts playing. There we go.
Quack.
And Lisa and Lisa Coppola here on Rock On Radio. So, again, websites and things?
Websites and things.
And
so,
things.
So mine is www.lisacoppola.com. And the Red Bank Blues Band can be found at www.theredbankbluesband.com. So it's got the in there.
Okay.
And
where can we get your music?
And you can get my music anywhere that you can find digital music.
All the usual suspects, Amazon, iTunes.
Amazon, iTunes. CD, you can buy
baby
direct from me on the website, and I will sign it for you and ship it nice.
Okay.
So I do quite a bit of those lately, which is a blessing.
Well, good.
And yeah. And, yeah. So this song that we're going to do right now, Danny, we were talking about Anthony Chrisan before. Man, mm-hmm. What a talent.
Oh, yeah.
So this song he played for me and asked me if I wanted to record it. It's something that Anthony Chrisan and John Waite co-wrote together.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, my God.
One of the things I liked.
Tune.
Yeah, one of the things I liked about Anthony has a special place in my heart and always will, even though he doesn't know it, because he was the first major interview I ever really did.
Oh, really?
Like in person with somebody. The other one was Rory Block. Now, if you're a guitarist, you know, probably know Rory Block, a blues guitarist, female, one of the top. She's been like the number one blues guitarist for, you know, female blues guitarist, mm-hmm. I think like 3 out of the last 10 years or something, you know. But and I spent the day at Sonic Boom.
Oh, cool.
With Anthony and CC and TJ and Hummel and John Hummel, and who of course plays with Matt O'Ree now, and you know, to walk in there and see all those gold records on the wall. You don't realize who Anthony, the groups he's worked with.
Oh, yeah.
Spin Doctors, Aerosmith, God, who else?
Lenny Kravitz.
But, yeah.
Was one of those.
He had one
up there
for the Space Jam soundtrack.
Space Jam.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
That was great. My favorite.
That's a classic.
Robin Tricker.
So him and John Waite wrote this, huh?
Yes. And so this is available on my Wisdom from the Pain CD, and that you can find on Amazon, iTunes, All that. So we'll do this for you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sweet 17 in summertime, drunk on elderberry wine, laughing in the cornfield, taking our sweet time. The world was ours together, and all the things we had, we cast up in the future, baby. How could things turn out bad? Now I've been waiting for those days to return. You showed me what love was. I had such a lot to learn. Hey, baby, I never knew a better time.
When you were mine,
a sweet darling. When you were mine,
when you were mine,
days a week, 365 a year. We tripped the wild, fantastic edge. The truth was always clear. They could never tame our wild hearts or stop us making love. We were so inseparable, we could never get enough. And it seems like only yesterday we made that world turn. But these days I think about you, the fire still burns. Hey, baby. Sometimes on my own, looking at my watch, thinking how time's flown. Come back, baby, like summertime, and we could break a bottle of that elderberry wine. Hey, baby.
Coppola here on Rock On Radio. I am Danny Coleman, and this is Rock On Radio. If you're just tuning in, you missed it. You'll have to hear the replay, which will be on here on PANJ Radio many times. Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
2 hours goes fast, don't it?
It did. I can't believe it. I don't want it to end.
It was Sir Sherry. It was a pleasure to meet you, my lord.
The pleasure was mine. The pleasure was mine.
My liege.
You know, yes, you're a radio personality, but I think I would enjoy your personality even off the radio.
Oh, I thank you How very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
We'll find that out in about 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes.
Right. I'm going to take off just in case.
Got Snickers in case I become a diva?
Apparently, I don't.
Oh, my.
Did you get it? Come on, that was funny.
Oh, it took me a minute, but yeah, I got it.
All right. Sorry.
you spoke of Bugs Bunny. One of my favorite episodes was, you know, I knight the sirloin of beef.
Sirloin of beef. Cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah. That's classic. So what do you have for upcoming gigs?
Upcoming gigs. boy, I'm very...
Unprepared for that question?
Unprepared for that question because I'm one of those people I have to look at my calendar and go, oh, yeah, that's where I'm going to be.
I see.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Maybe she has a cornucopia of gigs.
Perhaps I have a cornucopia of gigs and now I can't even get in my phone.
How many people are going to say to you tomorrow, cornucopia?
Probably a lot. All right, wait, I'm pulling up my calendar.
Four. Jack, while she's pulling up her calendar, Jack, thank you very much for making the trip tonight.
That's my pleasure.
To sit with us and engineer the mess that I made of this program.
I joined in. So.
Excellent. See that? That's what we sponsor here, messes. Go ahead, Lisa Coppola.
I do have, I'm doing an in-studio with Carlo Bellario at Hamilton Radio on Wednesday.
Oh, Carlo.
And then
the comedian.
I have a gala for a boat club private event. And then I'm going to L.A. for the Grammy Awards. friend.
Take me
Fantastic.
With you.
Fantastic. You know, are you going to be there on a Sunday?
I am going to be there for the Sunday, which is the 12th, which is the day it all happens.
So you should probably call this program before you go to the big parties out there, because we're 3 hours ahead.
You know
and
what?
And tell us what's going on.
I will do that. I'm invited to a lot of parties. I am really, really psyched and blessed because of just a little time. And the way things went this year, I'm going to be doing some cool stuff.
Excellent. Fabulous. Awesome. Fabuloso.
Fantastico.
There, see?
Fantastico. Your report on the fashions on the red carpet for the show.
And my dress is fabulous, and I can't...
You'll have to send pictures.
Is it made of meat?
It is
not. Oh, the meat dress!
It is not made of meat.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Meat's murder, anyway.
Telling you.
I wonder if anybody would have thrown red paint on you if you wore a suit made of meat. Like PETA, the PETA people.
Probably Ooh, would.
Like the yeah. fur, yeah.
Maybe they'll throw ketchup on you instead. Yeah.
The woman that I interviewed, John Hall from the band Orleans, Salt. The other day, and the woman that's opening for him at the Woodbridge Middle School on February 1st is named Phoebe Legere, okay? She was Lady Gaga long before Lady
I
Gaga.
Know who
you
got
to check her
She's
out.
She's awesome. No,
oh,
I know who
God,
she
what
is.
What a talent.
Yes.
You know, phew, and she was a lot of fun to interview. But it's 9 o'clock, and I got to wrap it up. Next week, I have Thomas Johnston coming in.
Very cool.
You can hear his music here on PANJRadio.com. It's been a couple of years since I've sat down with Thomas, so I look very much forward to it. Thank you so much, Lisa. John,
oh, rock on.
Sir Sherry. Till next week.
Thank you,
Jay. Rock on.